The forecast for Florida orange production this season released on Friday by USDA was higher than many expected at 108 million boxes total. Candy Eric with the State Agricultural Statistics Service explains where they got their estimate.
I think fruit per tree had a lot to do with that. Our navel fruit per tree is down 32%, and that forecast is down 22%. There was a much smaller change in the early mid varieties, only 3%, so the forecast itself is down 2%. Then the Valencias have more fruit on the tree, and it's expected to be slightly larger than last season, and that resulted in the forecast going up 9% higher than last season's production.
USDA economist Robert Johansson says the latest forecast is about 3.5 million boxes more than last year, showing some recovery from the disease problems being faced by Florida growers.
Over the last couple of years, citrus production has actually gone down fairly significantly due to the citrus greening disease that is endemic in a lot of those orchards. Although this coming year, primarily due to the management techniques that are being employed by those producers, as well as the very good growing weather that we've had, we see that orange production is actually going to be a little bit higher than it was last year, which is a good sign rather than a continued decrease.
Florida growers themselves were a little surprised by the numbers. Southeast AgNet spoke with grower Vic Story of Lake Wales.
Didn't quite expect that number. I think the trees that are being well cared for have a good crop, but there's a lot of folks that are just kind of coasting. And their size on their fruit is small and not as much. And we've had to remove a lot of trees the last year from blight and some greening. So it's a little higher than I expected.
And Story points out that the numbers are likely to decline before the season is over.
You know, the last 2 years we've ended up with a crop that I don't know the percentages, but it's significantly less than the October estimate. Now, that being said, as a grower, I hope we don't have that kind of drop this year. But to not expect some drop would probably be unrealistic.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.